Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the Rock and Wrestling Podcast. Rock and Wrestling Podcast.podomatic.com, the only podcast that crips. My name is Tyler Black. I'm here in the greatest city in the world of Chicago. And I'm joined, as always, by the young, charismatic, white-bearded man, Big Nigga Jim.
What in the fuck is crippin'?
Ain't shit going on, bro. Nothing's going on. We just had WrestleMania pop off, Raw after WrestleMania. Trailer Park Boys dropped.
Yes, which I was on the fence about at first because I realized there was no J-Rock. And I was like, as soon as I realized, I didn't know he had retired or whatever from the show. And I looked it up because he was like, oh, what'd they say J-Rock went to do or something?
They just said he was gone.
I forgot what they said he left to do or whatever. Like in the show, in the episode. But when they did the whole Jim Leahy telling Ricky that he was his father in the Star Wars way, and they're fighting with brooms, and he falls off the fucking post of the deck. All right, I'm back. We're good. Everything's good now.
Have you finished the season yet?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did.
I just finished it about 20 minutes ago.
I still have not finished Iron Fist though.
Really? Are you not feeling the Danny Rand?
Yeah, I've been busy. No, it's not like I wasn't feeling it. I heard a lot of people aren't, though.
I liked it. I liked it, so.
Yeah, I do, too. A lot of people claiming whitewashing, which, I don't know.
White people saying this, too, isn't it?
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. I bet a lot of it is.
That's like my number one thing right now is white people getting mad at shit they have nothing to do with. Like I said nigger in a chat room once, and it started like this whole conversation about how offensive the word nigger is. And I'm like, hey, we're not talking about black people. I just said, hey, nigger, like, you need to get on this, whatever the fuck I said. Had nothing to do with race. And white people are like, oh, it's so offensive. I'm like, I am the only black person in this chat room. And if it's not said racially, the word nigga is not a bad word.
Yeah.
Get out your fucking feelings.
Yeah. It's really funny when white people come to that because the white guilt.
So, mad. All it is, they're mad that they can't say it. That's what it really is.
Yeah.
That's what it really boils down to.
Yeah.
If you can't say nigger, why? If I can't say nigger, why should you be able to say it? It's offensive to who?
Why?
Nigger for what?
What do you think I should say? From what? Like, shit. Like,
that's what I call my homies.
Yeah, that's what I call my homie. fuck. What was I going to bring something?
But, I can't remember. Real Netflix special.
That's what I was going to bring. Yeah, but yes, I watched the Chappelle, and he had a bit like similar to that. Now I can't fucking remember what it was because we started talking about the other shit.
Yeah,
I was trying to remember, but he had a bit something similar to that, and I can't remember what it was. But they're awesome. I didn't finish the second one. I got like the first part of that one before I had to like get up and leave or whatever, and I haven't got back to it. But I'm going to. First one was great though.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It was pretty awesome. Shout out
to felt good watching. Yeah, it felt fucking great seeing that dude work again.
Fuck yeah.
God damn.
He's supposed to have a third one, but those were like from his personal fucking library.
That's fucking great.
Apparently he has one of those.
He seems like he might.
Yeah.
Like he seems like kind of got a... Didn't he say like he lives in some like really small town?
Yeah, somewhere in Ohio.
That's crazy people shit.
Outside of Cincinnati.
Yeah. I guess it's not crazy people shit. Like, he just wants to not, you know, be far away.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right. Yeah, the one
wrong with that.
That he's Rick James, bitch, and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
When did you get that Hideo Itami shirt? Is that new?
I've had this for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's for a while. Shout out to Hideo Itami.
Can't wait till that motherfucker gets back. I saw he's getting back in the ring and stuff right now. So
yeah, I thought he was back. I haven't watched NXT in so long.
Yeah, he hasn't come back on TV yet now.
So
you haven't been watching NXT?
Not a lot, no.
Yeah.
Niggas just don't have time.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like Flash and everything on CW won't record right on my DVR for some strange fucking reason. It's like that channel does not work. So I always have to like find that shit independently and then watch it. And it just is a pain in my dick. So by the time I'm done trying to find the last episode of Riverdale, it's like I don't even want to watch NXT now. Watch a fucking Ember Moon match.
It was good though. That Oscar versus Ember Moon.
Oh yeah, I watched Takeover. I watched the last two matches of Takeover.
Yeah, it was tight. And I like the new belts. What do you think about the new belts? I like them.
They're fine.
I like them. I like that there's a little bit more detail on them.
Yeah, and they're gold. They're like silver or bronze.
Yeah. There's just like gold, black belts, you know?
Yeah.
Title belts.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. I like they kind of like made the tag team titles just a little bit bigger than what they were.
Mm-hmm.
I think just slight. At least that's what they look like to me. That triple threat fucking tag team match though was fucking crazy.
Oh yeah,
love that man. Yeah, I watched that in the morning, like jacked up on fucking coffee, getting ready to go to work. I purposely didn't watch it the night before because I knew I'd fucking get keyed up and all excited and shit and wouldn't be able to sleep for work. So I went to bed sort of late-ish. I think I got like maybe about 2-3 hours of sleep. Alarm went off, drank coffee, fucking that match hit. And I was standing up. And the way Nancy's house is, her bedroom is all the way upstairs and she has like her TV and everything down in her basement with her couch and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fucking at the top of my lungs fucking screaming at this fucking match when shit's happening. And like, not a peep, so it was great. It worked out real well. And, yeah, AOP still won. And that was awesome. You think DIY might show up on SmackDown tomorrow?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think
so. I was thinking maybe they might, but who knows?
Because you know my boy... Shin Swag is going to show up on SmackDown tomorrow.
I was thinking, like, which is weird. It totally goes against everything I thought because it's like Shinsuke wears red. Vince logic tells me that he's going to go to Raw. Like,
Eva Marie wore red. Eva Marie wore red, and she went to SmackDown.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
He could be Cripsgay Nakamura.
Cripsgay Nakamura. Oh, that slob ass red.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Or he can go back to wearing all black.
Yeah, he can crip with it.
Fuck yeah.
It's Cripsgay. Well, we're going to turn him down to hang out.
Of course.
So Mania.
Yeah, tell me about your Mania, your thoughts on Mania, because I got fucking a lot of shit to talk about.
I really liked it, but after, it was like, after the four-way, what turned out to be the four-way with them broken fucking parties, fuck that out, I'll say whatever the fuck I want, after that, it was just the rest of the night just kind of fell flat, I think. Like,
you shot your load too early? You shot your load too early?
Yeah, I think so. Like, they had a lot of good shit in the very beginning. And then after that ladder match, which was really good. Like, not a fucking weird looking spot or anything. Like, it was real smooth, ran real smooth. I loved it.
It was really short, though.
Yeah, it was. It did seem kind of short, yeah.
It was one of the shorter matches. Well, that curve kind of gets fucked up with the women's title and the, Brock Goldberg match, but it was not counting those two. It was one of the shorter matches, especially for a fucking
ladder
match.
Yeah,
it was only about 11 minutes.
But I was kind of invested in the whole Miz and Maryse versus John and Nikki thing,
mm-hmm.
just because the promos have been so fucking stellar.
The promos have been like top notch. You knew the match wasn't going to be shit though.
Like, and then like when they did the final one and he just like took off the hat, took off the muscle suit and just like got real fucking serious. I was like, oh shit.
But then like right after that, when Tina came out and then like verbally raped Miz and Maryse at the same time, I bought three pairs of armbands and a fruit colored shirt. Like, I was on it.
It was like, yeah. But then, and I loved how, like, Nikki added something so fucking pointless. It just didn't need to be said in that promo. It was like everybody spitting this fucking hot fire at each other. The crowd just loving it. And then, like, Nikki, like, right when they get up to the fucking, to the entranceway, Nikki, like, grabs the mic and is like, oh, yeah, and don't slap my man, bitch, or whatever the fuck she said. And the crowd was just like, shut up. You don't need to say anything. They already said everything for you. You're terrible. Shut up.
Just stand there with your kids.
That proposal was the most staged fucking nonsense I've ever seen in my fucking life. There's not a fucking hint of love between those two. And if there is, I don't fucking feel it at all. It's the phoniest of fucking baloney relationships, man.
Yeah, Triple H and Stephanie, like, especially Stephanie, show more love.
Yeah!
Like, I think it was like a 24 special. And I think it was before the Royal Rumble last year, and like Triple H is like working out and doing push-ups, and Stephanie just has like this amorous look in her eye. And it like, it wasn't for the show because it's like backstage shit. But you could tell that bitch loves some Triple H.
Yeah. Like I believe they're actually in love for real when cameras are off, and that Vince didn't at some point tell Triple H and his daughter to start a relationship and have kids and all this shit. Like, it feels like Vince fucking put Nikki and John Cena together so he would have like a nice looking promotional couple to go out
and the world for us. I don't know about that, but I think it's more like head cheerleader and like captain of the football team. Like, you just have to be together. Yeah. Kind of relationship like that.
It also, like, but
I still think it's funny that like John Cena plays Dolph Ziggler in the Amy Schumer movie.
Yeah,
it's super weird because like Dolph Ziggler dated Nikki before John Cena did, and he also dated Amy Schumer, and then John Cena plays the Dolph Ziggler role in an Amy Schumer movie.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I still haven't seen that movie yet.
Dolph Ziggler's gay, by the way. So that's the twist of the movie.
Dolph Ziggler. Wait, what now?
Like, John Cena's always saying, like, gay stuff in that movie. You should watch it. It's really, John Cena's really funny in that.
Oh, okay.
He's always saying gay stuff.
That's great.
Like, he's fucking Amy Schumer. He's like, the first time, he's like, talk dirty to me. He didn't know how to, like, talk dirty. So he was saying, like, like workout slogans. And, then he was talking about, like, the first time I saw you, and I saw you from behind those really tight jeans, and you look like a dude, and he, like, came. And then he was yelling at some dude in the movie theater, like, catch me outside. I'll be the closest dude on Grindr. But it's funnier when John Cena says it.
Yeah.
They actually have a Grindr account, so it's not as funny. So we got Apple TV for the working man.
Yeah. Get a little fucking, got me a fucking Crystal Pepsi.
Fuck yeah.
Found one at
Only found one
at Walmart today.
Yeah. Sometimes we have them at work, sometimes we don't. It's like, I have to drink it because I spent all that time bitching that we didn't have Crystal Pepsi for the last 20 something years. So if I see it, I'm going to buy it and I'm going to drink it. Mm-hmm. And enjoy the fuck out of it.
I love it. Brian, fuck off.
You said Brian can fuck off?
He doesn't like it.
That's because he doesn't like anything that's not baseball.
Yeah.
I bet if David Yost from the Royals started drinking Crystal Pepsi, he'd be sucking the Crystal Pepsi dick.
So
all the other stuff on Mania, what'd you think of it?
the old stuff of Mania, like the beginning of the show, after the match, or after the tag team match, everything kind of fell flat for me. Goldberg, Brock.
What did you think of Austin Aries?
People, I don't know. Oh, Austin Aries, that was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Really? They got a lot of time. Like, they got like 15 minutes. So they got a lot of time. I didn't think they were going to get anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was pretty, yeah, that was a pretty awesome match. And I was really surprised that Austin Aries lost.
Yeah.
Because I was for sure they were going to fucking put the title on him. Now he's like the biggest cruiserweight they have, I guess. And they're just really trying to establish Neville, which is not bad.
Right.
I'm not saying like I'm disappointed with it or anything. It was just like, he'll get it eventually. I guess they're going to have like another four-way number one contender match again tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's Austin Aries versus Jack Gallagher versus Mustafa Ali versus, is it TJP or Brian Kendrick? It might be TJP.
I only saw Austin Aries and then it went away. So I have no idea. Where's fucking Grand Metalik? Because that's my nigga and he's nowhere to be found.
He came out one night.
Yep.
After like all this build up and shit, and he hasn't been back fucking since. It's been like, what, a month or two?
Something. It's been a long time.
I don't know why. It's like, I don't know. He kind of like almost fucked up a springboard spot. But other than that, like the rest of that match went off really well. And he got like a really good reaction from the crowd. I don't know. Honest to God, I don't know. I don't get it.
Because they're stupid. I would have him and Lince Dorado have flip matches at least once a week.
Yeah.
I would do that all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
Until these people started acting like this shit mattered.
Yeah. Like, fucking give them a little time. Give them some exciting shit, some good people. Like, they're starting to get, like,
to Zawa's. In the headlock for 10 minutes. And yeah. They do one
yeah,
dive.
Because nobody... Because nobody feels anything for these people, so you can't like hold somebody in a headlock like that, and people get invested in that person because they haven't really done enough to kind of make these guys matter, except for like a handful of people who just kind of gravitated towards you, like Jack Gallagher, like Akira Tozawa, Metalik for the one match that he had. I thought like got over huge with the crowd. I don't even remember
if he got over or not.
I think, yeah, he was like got a lot of cheers when he came in, yeah, from what I remember. And then TJP, yeah. I don't know, man. Like, they're going to have to turn him heel or something because people are not. Like, I really like TJP. He's awesome fucking wrestler and everything. Just something about that guy that's just like, you're kind of a douchebag. I don't know what it is, but I just get this fucking vibe from him, and it just, I don't know, I just don't like it. Yeah. It's like...
Go ahead.
So, but yeah, I don't know, it just makes me kind of not really care about TJP very much. Even though he's fucking great in the ring, and fucking is awesome. All the matches are awesome. But
all right, Jim. I think you know what time it is. We need a top five.
Top five.
Yep. Yeah. So we're gonna have two top fives. Give me your top five moments of WrestleMania 33, and your top five shitty moments of WrestleMania 33.
Oh shit. Top five best moments of WrestleMania 33. I think five would probably be just seeing Austin Aries make a fucking WrestleMania entrance.
Okay.
Just knowing that Austin Aries is at WrestleMania is awesome.
Okay.
I'll already go ahead and say number one was the fucking parties. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think everybody would fucking say that.
Yeah.
that got the hugest fucking reaction.
I heard that there were people that went to the concession stands, and when they heard the Hardy Boys music, they ran back to their seats.
I bet they did.
Yeah. And if that ever happens, everybody hears,
yeah,
you can look, but you can't touch, and they run to the concession stands.
Yeah, nobody's fucking, yeah, nobody's freaking out for that. Everybody's gone. Number three, fucking best moment. Let's see, or four, or five, let's see. I don't know. I'm trying to remember like all the stuff that happened. Kevin Owens breaking the pin with just the tip of his finger on the rope.
That was quite awesome.
That was just Kevin Owens. That was just straight up Kevin Owens being a fucking shitty, dickish bully. let's see. So that's three. Two more. I know there's things I'm not thinking about here, but.
We got a top three. Give me your shitty top five. Five things you hated about WrestleMania.
Things I hated about WrestleMania. I could just go ahead and, I wasn't super crazy about Roman Reigns taking down The Undertaker. If anybody was going to retire him, I don't know who it would be, but there had to be somebody fucking better than him, but I guess there wasn't, so whatever, what's done is done. I knew it was a camp. So it was just like, I'm just basically watching that match, just like no reaction, because I know what's fucking going to happen.
I thought the finish of that match was hilarious, by the way.
Oh, when he fucking like darted past him like three times for the fucking.
Yeah, he made him dizzy until he speared him.
Yeah, for a spear that had like the velocity of every other fucking spear he just did. It's not like he got any faster by going fucking back and forth and back and forth.
No, it wasn't to go faster. So, it was to make the Undertaker dizzy so he couldn't reverse it.
I thought it was like.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah. I don't know, the whole thing was just dumb. Cena proposing to Nikki was just forced and stupid. Let's see, other shit. I guess, like, I don't know. I've seen a lot of people say they like the Brock Lesnar Goldberg match, but I don't know, like, it just didn't really do anything for me, probably because I saw that match in fucking 2004, and so I just didn't give a shit just going into it. So I don't know. I will say one of the best moments, though, fucking JR coming back to call Undertaker versus Roman Reigns after that horrible, horrible fucking shit that just happened to him.
Yeah.
With somebody hitting his wife, like, still making his fucking, like, prior engagements and everything, like, after just burying his fucking wife, like, that man deserves every fucking ounce of respect this world can fucking squeeze out.
Yep.
You know?
Definitely.
Every bit.
And his
cat. Anybody ever says anything negative about JR from here on in, instantly gets killed. Let's make that.
Has anyone ever said anything negative about JR, though?
I don't think so. Mm. At least if they have, I've never heard it.
Okay.
Well,
let me tell you my WrestleMania story, Big Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Sit back, light that joint up. So yesterday, I'm coming back from the suburbs, went to a party Saturday night. Not unlike Lita Ford. And Sunday, I'm headed home. And I text good old J.B. Rowe, Mr. Brainbuster 2019 himself. And I'm like, yo, nice. What are you doing for WrestleMania? He's like, we're headed to my friend Nathan's house. Everybody's going to be there. You should come by. I'm like, all right, cool. So I go to his white people's house. And it's like, pre-show's happening. Austin Aries match already happened. And it's the end of the Battle Royale. And I get there. And, of course, I'm the first nigga there. Like, fuck. That's always the worst. You show up at white people's house you don't know. And there's no right there. I'm like, God damn. Uh-huh. I got to sit here and be awkward.
Yeah, right.
With this white dude and his dog.
And well, so, white dude you don't know.
Yeah, white dude I don't know. Giant nigga just roll up at your house. Be like, hey, I'm here for WrestleMania.
Hey, I'm here for Mania.
Everybody starts showing up like super late, like during like the actual show. And let's see, they had some British dude. He was there. You know, I feel about British people.
Yeah.
This couple, Brett and his girlfriend Asia, who's from St. Louis. You know how Miami feels about St. Louis. And she doesn't like Austin Aries, so I already had heat with me. they don't see the show. It's cool. Then my nigga JB shows up, and it's cool. We're chilling, rocking, we're rolling, watching WrestleMania. Shit's going fly. And then probably, I think after the Kevin Owens match, this dude named Ed shows up. This dude Ed is like fucking wrestling Twitter personified, because this nigga hated everything. Like, the most miserable person ever. Just like shitting on everything. Like, oh, Bullet Club is garbage. Fucking, oh, what else did he say he hated? I hate Chikara. ECW's trash. Anything from Philadelphia is awful.
What the fuck is... Fuck a person like that.
I'm like, dude, do you want a blowjob? Because I will give you one if you would just chill the fuck out. Like, this dude was so fucking uptight. Like, just stick so far up his ass. That nigga looked like a fucking Christmas tree, goddammit.
Jesus fucking Christ. So what happened?
It just made it difficult. I didn't fight him. I'm not going to go to white people's house and just start whooping niggas' asses. I didn't want to talk shit directly to this nigga because it's like, I'm a guest. I'm the only person nobody really knows.
Right.
Fucking, I'm going to be up here like, dude, you need to shut the fuck up. I think I said something like twice. And they were like, that's pretty much watching wrestling with Ed.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, like, calm the fuck down. I'm like, is there fucking anything you do like, nigga, like, for real? Like, he hated everything. Like, why didn't he even come? Like, he was gonna be shitty all day.
Yeah, I like AWA from mid-1980s. like, that's when that's the purest of pure. I only watch it because I'm one of the people. it's very easy to just stop watching.
Yeah.
It's just stop. Like, you don't have to fucking, like, act like you're Jim Cornette to fucking impress a bunch of people.
Yeah.
The party I was at, a guy I've known for a while, since, like, high school.
Mm-hmm.
And had a very good party, and he, you know, really nice house, made us some food, and the thing that, like, kind of nagging at me is that him and this other guy I went to school with that I haven't seen since we, like, graduated, was there, and they're both talking about how they don't like Bailey. And I'm just like, are y'all out of your fucking minds? Just straight up. And his other like, are you out of your fucking mind? He's like, man, I just don't get it. Like, what is there to get? She's just a fucking awesome wrestler. Boom, you got it. Bam, right there, fucking. That, I don't know, man. It just, wrestling's fucking baby sister. You don't fucking fuck you if you don't like her. Like,
she's a 12-year-old girl who became a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah, without any, like, mental disabilities, maybe slight autism, but that's about it.
Yeah.
She's not quite Eugene, but you never go full retard. That's the rule.
But, yeah, I don't know. It was just something like, when somebody's like, I don't like Bailey, or I don't like, somebody says something like, I don't like Sami Zayn. Or, no, somebody said they were like, oh, I don't like Ty Dillinger. I remember somebody said that to me once. I won't put him on.
I can understand not liking Ty Dillinger. He doesn't really do a lot. He's not like Bailey, where it's like, how do you not like Bailey? I like her miserable motherfucker.
Yeah. The thing, that fucking, I don't know, man, that fucking just, that pissed me off. That almost ruined my fucking day. Like when he just didn't win in that 8-man tag at TakeOver. I was like, what was the fucking point? Why do you guys keep fucking building him and building him and never wins? I don't fucking understand it. I really fucking don't.
Because he's,
and I'm like, dude,
he's a super jobber. He's not quite, I don't get theme music.
But he's like, I get a gimmick, but I'm a jobber.
Pretty much. He's like that. He's like that snow level jobber.
I got a gimmick and I get storylines.
Yeah.
They never fucking work out for me.
Yeah. He's like Barry Horowitz. He's that kind of jobber.
Yeah. I don't know. Just, dude's been there for so fucking long. It's just kind of like, when I think about that, it's like, oh my God, could you just fucking throw this dude a bone? Please, I'm fucking begging you. Like, just let him fucking win one takeover fucking match. One show that you guys fucking, like, have him in a fucking feud with somebody, and that he can fucking come out on top and fucking take over. Just fucking one time, man. Is it gonna complete, is the whole company gonna fucking implode if this dude fucking wins a match? Is the, like, Performance Center on a timer that, like, when the fucking count goes down for three on Ty Dillinger, the whole place fucking explodes?
Yes, it is.
I don't fucking understand it. I just don't.
Like that movie, The Bus That Couldn't Slow Down.
The Bus That Couldn't Slow Down.
Yeah.
But, it's awesome having Hero back, though.
Yeah.
Having Odo back. That was pretty sweet. Then he was on the team. And fucking Heidi Lovelace got the debut as Ruby Riott. That was pretty sweet. No, fucking Princess Kimberly is not too far behind. I know she's there.
Well, you know we have a women's tournament coming.
Yeah. Pretty excited to see that. I already heard, I heard a while ago that, like, Angelina Love might be a part of that. And that's the only name I've heard thrown around.
A lot of the Japanese hoes are coming.
Ooh, Japanese
hoes. We get more Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
The Io Shirai, they're coming.
Oh, somebody...
Like those bitches that beat up Pentagon and broke his arm. I don't know if you saw that episode of Lucha Underground, but pretty much them.
Wait a minute, who now?
Did you see that episode of Lucha Underground where those hoes beat up Pentagon?
No, I didn't.
Arm. Oh, okay.
No, I didn't. I haven't got to watch any Lucha Underground for a long time.
Okay.
Because sometimes I just don't want to stare at my phone and watch it on the DVR app thing, so
I guess.
Sometimes I don't. Well, sometimes I don't think about it. It's not like as high a priority as like Arrow or Flash. More Flash. But I was actually, yeah. But no, I didn't. But I'm not, yeah. Give me a whole army of Oscars anytime. I saw somebody on Twitter say that was like, they don't want, they think Asuka should spend another year in NXT so she can learn English. English. Maybe I should spend another year in NXT so I can say the fucking thing. But it said, like, she's standing there and learn English for, like, another year or something, and then, but until then, nah. And I'm like, fuck you. The fact that she doesn't speak, like, full-on, like, the broken English, something about, like, when she does it and when Shinsuke does it, it adds something to them. I don't know what it is, but fucking adds something. There's a fucking... Asuka just seems like she's fucking out there anyway.
It's like,
you know? Yeah, so the fact that she's not, like, speaking, like, you know, speaking the broken English or whatever is just, like, I don't know, it adds something to it, man. And people love her. And she's a fucking, oh, my God, like, what a fucking, like, dominating fucking broad that chick is. Crazy.
She doesn't suck. Let's talk about Raw after WrestleMania.
Man, let's talk about Raw after WrestleMania. What a fucking great Raw.
WrestleMania, Hardy Boys are back. I'm so happy. The reason I am a huge wrestling fan is probably because of the Hardy Boys. I want to be Matt Hardy, like, so fucking bad. But yeah, I'm happy the Hardy Boys are tag champions again. All right, yeah. So let's go to Raw. What did you think of Raw?
Raw was fucking great. Gallows and Anderson. Huh?
I thought it was pretty boring.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I was kind of bored. Nothing really happened.
Nothing really happened except for, like, you know, Gallows and Anderson had a fucking match with the Hardy Boys.
That was fine.
Finn Balor came back. The Revival came back, had a really, really good match with the New Day. Kicked over their bike. Kurt Angle is the new fucking general manager of fucking Raw.
Does Kurt Angle look dead in the eyes to you?
Does Kurt Angle look what?
Look dead in the eyes.
I don't think so.
Look at the nigga's eyes next time he's on TV. I'm 100% sure this dude is ET. 100%.
I liked when he was talking to Enzo and Cass and they were doing their fucking spiel or whatever, and they did the SAWFT thing and then walked away. And he's just, like, standing there, just like, that's not how you spell soft.
It was very Kurt Angle.
That made me laugh a lot.
Yeah, so him being a general manager is 100%, like, he's Daniel Bryan. You're not going to wrestle for us, so you're going to be general manager. So that's 100% confirmation that this nigga's never wrestling again, in WWE, at least.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, like, maybe this is a way, hey, be on TV for a year, take time, get in our shape or whatever the fuck. By the time WrestleMania rolls around next year, we'll be ready, you versus AJ Styles at WrestleMania. That's what I think. That's what I hope.
Highly doubt it. Look at the nigga's eyes. This dude has CTE. This dude has concussion eyes. But, like, all the time, his head's fucked up.
I didn't really notice. He seemed pretty sharp.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, whatever. But that was awesome. I really Jericho had an awesome promo, and fucking Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe beat his ass. I'm really wondering when they're going to fucking put together this goddamn gang.
The James Lance gang.
So Owens, the Good Brothers in Charlotte. But I guess not Charlotte now, because I think Charlotte's getting fucking turned face, I think, or getting ready to. I think. Or at least, like, that's the way it looked when she, like, got all pissed off at, like, Emma came back tonight.
Yes.
And got pissed at Emma, and then pushed Nia Jax, and then Nia Jax laid her out. So I'm thinking that, and then I'm pretty sure Sasha's about to turn heel against Bayley, because when they were, like, handing Bayley the title, Sasha grabbed it out of the ref's hand, and then Bayley had to take it from her. And I just...
Well, of course, the next pay-per-view is in Bayley's hometown, so you know what that means.
Yeah, she's gonna lose it. Yeah.
Fuck you in front of your friends and all your family.
Yeah, but hey, you know what? If she loses it to a fucking heel Sasha, I'm down for it. I'm down for it because her Bayley versus heel Sasha was so fucking great. If they can kind of recapture a little bit of that magic, they don't have to do exactly what they did in NXT, but just capture that charisma or the chemistry that they both have.
Because when they do what they didn't do when they don't do what they did in NXT and they do what they didn't do, it always comes out kind of weak. And what they did in NXT was awesome. So do what you did. That was awesome.
Yeah.
It's like when I was CM Punk and shit that he did exactly in Ring of Honor, and it was always awesome. It works for a reason. Just do what the
works. Yeah, totally agree with you.
Who cares if some niggas didn't see, or some niggas already saw it? The majority didn't. So play to those niggas.
Yeah.
And the ones that did felt like they saw something cool already, and they get hyped with the short-term nostalgia. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That was another, Raw Talk.
I did. Matt Hardy is really dancing around the fucking accent. I thought, I'll be honest, like, he was doing, like, he had the inflection every once in a while, and it was almost like, he almost sounded like Frasier. Like, he was doing it like Frasier. Like, it was like it's a real soft version of what he was doing. And so, but he was like talking like, you know, like regular, like shoot talking, like, oh, what a great, you know, so great to be back home and blah, blah, blah. And so, but hey, he's still, they're going to turn this into something. Like I'm pretty optimistic for the future of tag teams after tonight, after the way everything went tonight. So, I don't know. Hardys are good. They're going to figure something out with the Hardys. Whether or not they eventually fucking get the shit back from TNA. Fuck them. Fuck that owl. I'll call TNA. Come after me, motherfuckers. Fuck you.
Because fuck you, TNA is so upset at Big Nigga Jim from the Rock Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah, come at me, bro.
Yeah, double J, J E double F.
I was a fucking fan of yours too. And then you fucking do some fucking shit like this, you piece of shit.
You black fucking bastard.
You black bastard. I hit my gums because they black. But I don't know, maybe eventually in this run, maybe they get the shit back or they finally figure out that, hey, they did fucking create everything and they had, like, I read some article.
I think at the end of the day, it comes down to what WWE wants to do more than anything.
Yeah.
So WWE says, nah, you just be the Hardy Boys and they're just going to be the Hardy Boys.
Yeah. I think they should drop the boys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They need to be the boys again. They dropped the Z I saw on the Titan drawing, where it's like it's boys spelled like regular boys.
I like it with the Z.
I like it with the Z.
It's very year 2000, so.
Yeah. But yeah, so he's like, but he's still like, it's still Broken Matt. It's still Brother Nero. You know, like they're still doing the same kind of thing. I kind of wish they were wearing the robes still. I wonder why they're not wearing the robes. I can't possibly imagine that would be under copyright. That seems stupid.
Yeah, they already
at least a variation of that robe. I did today. By a fucking like minute or maybe like a couple minutes, I missed the fucking Mania sale on Pro Wrestling Tees.
What was it?
And 15% off. Everything. Yeah. But so I just barely missed it. But I went ahead and got the shit anyway because I saw Matt Hardy tweeted that the store will be deleted. I don't know, maybe this week or next week, something. I don't know. So I got Nancy. She was trying to decide. She either wanted a Senior Benjamin shirt or the Vanguard one, and she got the Vanguard one, the one that says "Let's get lit, Booyah AF" on it. And then I got that new one, the greatest tag team in space and time. I got that one. And then the El Generico store, which was up for 1 week, last Monday to today, I got an El Generico shirt it's a missing poster. And it was like, it was last seen with Orphans in Tijuana, Mexico or something on it.
Nice.
And I got a picture of him on the poster. So I don't know how they got that, how they were able to do that. I get with Sammy in NXT. I don't know.
That's, oh, Jericho had a fucking store on there.
Jericho, yeah. I guess maybe it was just like, because I was actually thinking, and this is so stupid. I was actually thinking that maybe because this was coming up, like this El Generico store was only going to be open for the week of WrestleMania. And then I just kept thinking, holy fuck, what if Sami Zayn comes out against like Kevin Owens or Samoa Joe or something? I didn't know Samoa Joe just wasn't going to be there or whatever.
Right.
I was like, holy shit, what if like Joe beats up Sami Zayn at the beginning of WrestleMania or something? They do like a backstage thing. And Joe beats the hell out of Sami Zayn before their match. And it's like, oh, Sami's not going to be able to come out. And then Sami, they do the fucking, they do the Love Shack. They basically do the Love Shack where Sami comes out and interviews El Generico. Like they do, like, or yeah, they have them beat him up on Raw and then, like, for a couple weeks, and they keep him off Raw for a couple weeks, and then, like, they do that where it's like, he comes out and he's like, I know somebody that whose bag is in beat is or whatever the fuck. And then El Generico, so it's Sami Zayn talking to El Generico on the Titantron. And then El Generico comes out through the curtain. I don't know. That was in my head. It was like playing out like that. Just because he's been doing so much shit with Mick Foley and talking about how much he idolizes him or whatever. I'm like, well, he has a fucking other persona.
Well, you know what I think it is? I think it's because, like,
yeah.
Pro Wrestling Tees, like, I think the people that started were, like, Cabana, Steen, Generico, and the Young Bucks. I think they were, like, on the ground floor. So I think they may have a stake in it. Because fucking Steen store was up for a long time after he fucking got signed.
Okay.
So I think they might have a stake in the company.
Yeah. Maybe so, huh? Well, I kind of figured Cabana did because he's
I know Cabana started. That was all him, but those were like his boys. So if anybody were going to get on the ground floor, it would be them.
Yeah, but yeah, in my fantastic head, it played out into a really awesome spot for leading up to WrestleMania or at WrestleMania. El Generico versus Samoa Joe. Like, I still am holding out this crazy hope, because then I was also thinking, holy fuck, what if they do that thing they did in ROH when Kevin Steen got that present? It was right before Sami Zayn left, before Ladder War.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Owens was still the champion, and he got that package, and he opened that package, and it was Generico's mask, and he, like, flipped out and jumped backwards and, like, fell down and got real scared looking at him. And everything, I was like, oh man, we could fucking legend if we do this again. Let's fucking scare the shit out of Kevin Owens again with this. That would be awesome. I'd have loved it. It would be great.
Well, let's see where we are for time. Got a little bit of time left. So, Jim, who's the Avatar?
Honest to God, I don't know who it could be. It seems unlikely that it's Iris from another Earth. And I kind of just came up with that right now.
Is it Joe? Is Joe Savitar?
I don't know. Joe, maybe Eddie? Like a different universe Eddie?
Maybe.
Um, fuck. I don't. God, it just. Or, I don't know. Maybe. Could it be an alternate version, alternate universe version of his mom?
No, why does it have to be a woman?
I don't know. Picking it's either a woman or a man. It's under. She's.
Well, they imply that it's someone that's around now that they can just go to their house and, like, fuck them up. So I think that was implied.
It's not Julian or Adrian, whatever his name is.
Draco Malfoy.
Yeah. It's not him because he was already out.
Right. The HR.
I don't know. It can't be a different version of Barry.
Because if you know, like when they went back, HR was on the roof pointing a gun. We don't know if he was pointing a gun at Savitar or if he was pointing a gun at Barry to slow him down.
That's true. It would be another... Maybe HR is like almost working like the Silver Surfer, like he's Savitar's Herald.
Okay.
Picking out speedsters.
That's
for him.
That's kind of what Alchemy did, though.
Yeah, I guess so. Man. No, I don't want it to be HR. I don't want it to be Harrison Wells again. Even though it's a different Earth Harrison Wells. I don't want Harrison Wells. Because it's like, we already went through evil Harrison Wells in the first season. It was done, and it was done well. Being gone. Like, I hope it's not. I hope it's not Jesse Quick's dad, Harrison Wells. That version of Harrison Wells.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's not him.
I think it has to be someone. I think it has to be someone on Earth One. That's alive in the universe.
Yeah.
Who knows? We're going to find out next week or tomorrow. So.
Oh, is that tomorrow?
Yeah, Barry in the future.
Oh, I thought. Okay, I thought that was in a couple weeks, though.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Jim, if this shit is real, I'm punching you in the face.
Don't get mad at CW and scheduling.
Yeah, it's in a fuck like that.
I'm not any happier about it than you are.
Is there anything else going on before we get out of here? Because it is late and I have to be at work in 8 hours.
Oh, well, fuck. No, I've got nothing going on. Band's just kind of working on little shit here and there. I love my woman. Man, it was fun.
So Mania gets a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I will give Mania a thumbs up. Because I think I think he's a good shit, and especially with the Hardys, kinda outweighs everything that kinda like fell flat towards you.
Okay.
So yeah.
Cool.
And then I also enjoy drumming. So thumbs up to all of them.
So we got SmackDown tomorrow. Hopefully we see the King of Strong Style show up. The vibe, I guess, whatever his fucking new shirt says.
The vibe, yeah, the vibe.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
I don't even know.
I guess it's like the good vibrations, because that's a movie does.
I guess, yeah, probably. And I don't
that, even, like, that's the fucking vibe.
That sort, that's, for some reason, Katana, that's on the fucking... I do like his new logo, though. The fucking, the new throwing star logo, I like that a lot. I'd say put that. Oh,
yeah, put that on the front. The fucking weird swords in the front is weird.
Yeah, don't put it on. Yeah, just put it on the fucking, or on the back. It's on the back.
Yeah.
And really small, just at the top. It's like, oh, come on.
Like, that could be anything.
Yeah, it could be anything. I still don't have a Shinsuke shirt yet, so.
I have, like, all the Shinsuke shirts.
Yeah, when I get paid, and then my tax return's coming in, when I get paid, I'm getting the KO Mania 2 shirt.
Well, I'm about to buy probably in like a minute because the sale's about to end. The buy one, get one for a dollar. I'm grabbing a Wolfpack shirt and I'm grabbing a Kevin Owens Show shirt.
Fuck it. Yeah.
So they have Wolfpack shirts on there now, so I'm going to get that.
That's awesome.
That's our show, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I know a lot of people are requesting that we do a show after Mania. But it's super late, so we don't have a lot of time to go long. And you can always find the show, rockwrestlingpodcast.podmag.com. It's available on iTunes. It's available on Stitcher, even though nobody fucking fucks with Stitcher anymore. It's on Podcast Addict, my favorite podcast app. Make sure you subscribe. Leave some 5-star ratings on iTunes so people start finding our show a lot easier. And you guys can sit around the water cooler, talk to your friends about how much you love the Rock and Wrestling Podcast instead of bullshit podcasts like the Attitude Era Podcast with British people with fucking small, uncircumcised dicks that you can't understand anything they're saying.
God damn it.
If you want to be a guest on the show or you want to co-host with me and Jim, feel free to send us an email at rockwrestlingpodcast@gmail.com. Super easy. It's always Rock and Wrestling Podcast. That's how we keep it going. But on Twitter, it's at rockwrestlingpc. You can follow me for my late night liquor tweets. because I'm doing, letting the liquor do the talking for me now.
I'm talking, but out of the monkey garden, fucking bananas.
And you come down to the all-you-can-eat shit buffet.
Awesome.
You can follow Jim on Twitter at Sweet Jim Reaper. Follow him for all your random retweets and favorites and conversations about the life of Jim and all the cool shit that nigga gets into.
Some things I just think are funny and I'll retweet them because I think other people might find them funny.
Hell yeah. Somehow I unfollowed you. No idea how that happened. Maybe my dick did it. In my pocket. Oh, but I was like, I'm not following Jim. What the fuck is going on?
Well, sorry I pissed your dick off.
Yeah.
That would unfollow me on Twitter. Yeah. So I would like to apologize. Happened. I'd like to apologize to T-Bird's dick.
Yeah. He's a cantankerous motherfucker. Follow Myman on Twitter at Myman Fishbomb. Baseball season starting, so you want to keep up with what's going on after the season opener.
And what else you just want
Don't follow Steve Austin BSR.
Follow Steve Austin BSR.
That's don't follow funny. At the real Lisa Marie Verone. Because that bitch blocked me. Don't follow at the Squared Circle. Because that fucking blocked me.
I want to go to the Squared Circle when I come back to Chicago.
We'll go. I just got to wear a disguise. I get one of those Groucho glasses.
Yeah. Black guy, giant white nose and glasses.
Yeah.
Nothing suspicious here.
I'll probably have my Minoru Suzuki haircut by then, so I'm growing it out if you notice.
Are you for real planning on doing that?
Fuck yeah. I'm gonna do it for Riot Fest. I'm gonna do the Minoru Suzuki.
That's fucking tight. So
alright guys, that's our show. Jim, thank you for coming on this week.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Next time we come back, we'll get back to our plan of doing an album review, which didn't happen.
Yes, but I did listen to a little bit of that album, and it was pretty decent.
Yeah, that's your album review for Fucked Up's David Comes to Life.
We'll get more into it next time.
Yeah. So for Nigga Jim, my name's Tyler Black. This has been another episode of The Rock.
And wrestling, motherfucker!
Podcast.
Do it. How you grown up?